from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Kenya Muslims defy terrorists. Islamist gunmen ambushed a bus traveling from Nairobi to Mandera, Kenya on Monday and demanded the passengers separate into groups of Christians and Muslims. But Muslim passengers refused these orders, protecting their Christian counterparts. Jill Craig has reaction from Nairobi.
Gunmen believed to be Al-Shabaab supporters shot at a bus in North Kenya's Mandera County Monday. But the passengers aboard the bus attacked Monday showed unusual bravery. Witnesses say some Muslim passengers gave headscarves to non-Muslims to help them conceal their identities, likely remembering a previous attack in Mandera last year when militants killed 28 non-Muslims taken off a bus. According to local officials, the attackers ordered everyone off the bus and to separate into two groups of Muslims and non-Muslims. But passengers refused, telling the militants to kill them all. The gunmen soon left. Nairobi resident Mahmoud Mohammed says this show of solidarity demonstrates the Kenyan spirit.
And from now, we the Muslims should be the forefront to fight terrorism.
Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Al-Shabaab has staged a number of deadly attacks in Kenya since 2011. Iraqi troops closed in on Islamic State fighters today in central Ramadi, where they're trying to retake the city they lost 7 months ago. In the second day of a major offensive, forces led by an elite counterterrorism unit pushed toward the government complex. Iraqi Lieutenant General Anwar Hama Amin says the army is moving slowly into the city to take over government buildings. There are a lot of booby traps planted by ISIS, so this is slowing down the liberation process. But once government complexes are controlled, the rest of Ramadi will be easily liberated. This is VOA News. A British lawmaker has written to Prime Minister David Cameron asking him to challenge the United States after a British Muslim family was denied permission to travel to Southern California at the last minute. A Disneyland vacation for Mohammed Tariq Mahmoud and his family was inexplicably interrupted. Mr. Cameron's office said the Prime Minister will look into the lawmaker's claim. Stella Creasy, a member of British Parliament, told British newspapers that she's concerned that a growing number of British Muslim families are being denied entry to the U.S. with no reason given. The Afghan government has sent reinforcements to the besieged southern district of Helmand province after Taliban militants captured large parts of the area in recent days. Fighting continues as army and police arrive to help security forces after days of clashes. The Taliban began their advance on the Sangin district on Sunday after storming government buildings and capturing the administrative center. Amnesty International added to the criticism of Russia's air campaign in Syria with a new report Wednesday saying the bombings have killed at least 200 civilians in Homs, Idlib, and Aleppo provinces. The rights group said the Russian airstrikes have hit homes and hospitals and that its research showed there were no fighters or military targets nearby. A Russian court has issued an international arrest warrant for Mikhail Khodorkovsky, former Yukos oil chief and critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russian police say that Mr. Khodorkovsky is accused of ordering the killing of the mayor of a Siberian oil town. Mr. Khodorkovsky denies the charges, calling them a response to his pro-democracy work. And protests in Ethiopia's Oromia region have entered their second month. The Oromo people are opposing a plan to expand the capital while voicing other grievances, such as their feeling that the government is preventing them from gaining any power. Marta Vanderwolf reports for VOA.
Schools are closed. Businesses just reopened after being closed for almost a week, and there's tension in the small town of Gingi, about 80 kilometers west of Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa. Police are on the main road, and interviews have to be conducted on the basis of anonymity and on the outskirts of the town. One waitress says that despite the cafe being open again, things are not back to normal yet. She says there's not an official curfew and that young people risk being randomly detained if they are out in the evening. The most recent protest in Gingi was last weekend after a funeral. Citizens say security forces killed three people before the protest took place. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
Rights organizations say the government is using excessive lethal force on the protesters. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.